According to the Centers for Disease Control, one in six American children has a learning or developmental disability. Over the last year and a half, a group called Project Tender looked at hundreds of peer-reviewed studies on these types of disorders and environmental factors. And they say the evidence is at a tipping point. Toxic chemicals are increasing the risk of American children for neurodevelopmental disorders. Their finding was published in Environmental Health Perspectives. Tender co-director Maureen Swanson says it's the first time a group of scientists and medical professionals has come together for such a consensus statement. I spoke with Swanson about it here at our studio. As the statement says, the kinds of disorders you're talking about, autism, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, intellectual disabilities, are complex. They have multiple causes, including genetics. So how do chemicals and environmental toxins factor into the risks for children developing these disorders?
These disorders are very complex. There are multiple factors coming into play, nutrition, social stressors, but children, and especially during prenatal development, the brain develops very rapidly. Even a low level exposure to certain chemicals can disrupt those processes. And then children's metabolism is such that they're taking in more air, more water, more food per pound of their body weight than adults do. So an exposure that wouldn't hurt an adult can be very detrimental to a child. And finally, young children put their hands in their mouths, put toys in their mouths. They spend a lot of time on the floor, crawling around. And so a number of these chemicals and pollutants settle into household dust and are found in food.
So we're talking about chemicals that are found in a number of different places, in the environment, in consumer products.
Yes. The scientists and health professionals in Tender identified five chemicals that are really great examples of the types of chemicals that are putting children at risk. Certain pesticides, organophosphate pesticides that are heavily used in agriculture, air pollutants, and people think of air pollution and asthma or heart disease, but now the body of scientific evidence shows that air pollution is detrimental to brain development and is contributing to these disorders. Certain flame retardants that are found in furniture and electronics, lead, of course, which everybody is familiar with, and then a group of chemicals that was named as an emerging concern among many emerging concerns are called phthalates, and those are chemicals that are used in food packaging, used in personal care products as fragrances. So these chemicals are, in some ways, they're everywhere. They're in our homes and schools and products. They're also chemicals that we know can be replaced with safer alternatives, that we know can be reduced, that we can eliminate them, essentially.
Now, Congress just overhauled TSCA, the Toxic Substances Control Act, which hadn't been updated in 30 years, and it gives the Environmental Protection Agency the power to regulate new or existing chemicals. So are the efforts to protect the public, in this case children especially, from potential neurotoxins failing, and what's the alternative?
Our regulatory system in many ways is fundamentally broken, so that the vast majority of chemicals are not proven safe before they're put into products and emitted into the air and water. The reform of the Toxic Substances Control Act, the new TSCA statute, will give EPA new authorities to test chemicals. It's a step in the right direction, but it remains to be seen whether Congress will fully fund the EPA to do all this work. There are thousands and thousands of chemicals that need to be tested now. There's a huge backlog. And also whether EPA will aggressively implement the new law. And finally, TSCA reform, it's not sufficient for the magnitude of the problem. So some of these chemicals that are contributing to problems with brain development and neurodevelopmental disorders are not covered under TSCA. They're covered under different laws. A good example is pesticides. Certain uses of some chemicals are under the authority of the Food and Drug Administration rather than the Environmental Protection Agency.
So what would be an alternative, or what are you proposing?
Across the board, what the Tender experts are calling for is that for these chemicals where we already know, these pesticides and flame retardants, those chemicals should be eliminated from use. We don't need any further study. We know they're bad. The Tender experts are developing specific recommendations on revising how scientific evidence is assessed and how chemicals are tested and evaluated so that we do a much better job of identifying chemicals that put children at risk.
The chemicals that you're talking about, you know, flame retardants and combustion-related air pollutants are pervasive. I mean, these are substances that children and pregnant women that we're all exposed to every day from a number of different sources. And so, you know, you're calling on businesses to eliminate them and policymakers to better regulate them and get rid of some of them. And that seems like a massive undertaking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are your expectations that there will be some changes or movement made in the direction that you're pushing for?
That is a massive undertaking. And to some degree, we've dug a very deep hole for ourselves. But there are some positive steps in the right direction. The new TSCA law is one of those steps. Some of the worst organophosphate pesticides were banned from residential use, but they still are used in agriculture. So we would like EPA, in this instance, to go ahead and ban those pesticides from use in agriculture. And then the next step, of course, is to ensure that the replacement pesticides or the replacement flame retardants have been tested and are shown to be safe or safer before they're used. And there are a lot of businesses and universities where there's great innovation happening in green chemistry, but there need to be incentives to use safer chemicals and to develop safer chemicals so that our products are safe, especially for pregnant women and children.
Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Maureen Swanson is with the Learning Disabilities Association. That's a national advocacy group headquartered here in Pittsburgh. She's also co-director of Project Tender. The group just had a congressional briefing about their findings. We'll link you to their consensus statement at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holzapfel.